All right, before we get started with the next talk, we thought it would be fun to show you a quick video. One of the things that we try to do at these events is really gain feedback from you all on your experience developing with the protocol documentation. And one of the common themes that we've heard in the feedback is that you guys have hundreds of documents across all these programs that consist of tens and thousands of pages. And one way we tried to solve that was with the open specification pivot table. And Daryl's going to play the video right now. But basically, it's a new feature on the off the open specification website that allows you to browse through the documents based on technology, based on product, and then also based off your interests. So,
in the old world, developers seeking the grail of deep and seamless integration with Microsoft products were plagued with challenges. Each technical document held a hoard of arcane knowledge, but required study to discern its purpose. Sorting through long lists of such documents on MSDN proved tedious, and the other tools of discovery gave little aid to those unfamiliar with the protocols in question. This drove some mad. Now we see the dawning of a new era, one which transcends the limitations of the navigational tools of the past, an era where helpful controls traverse vast forests of metadata on our behalf. And what tool brings us all this? The Open Specifications Interactive Pivot. Hi there. I'm with the Office Interoperability User Assistance Team. We built in the pivot to help implementers sort through technical documents and identify the specific ones they needed for their projects. Here, have a look. Each colored tile in the pivot represents a technical document. You can zoom in on an individual tile, read the summary, and decide if this is a document you're interested in. If it is, you can open it right there. Otherwise, you can narrow down the collection. Just set filters based on the product that the technical document applies to, the release version, or even on the type of technical document, overview, SOAP, or stored procedure, for example. And then you can search within your filter set or switch to bar graph and sort by different categories in the sort order filter. Think that's exciting? Well, look at this. We took pivot technology to the next step by building pick list functionality and pack and go features. As you find the technical documents you want, you can add them to the pick list, like so. When you've built your list, you can save the pick list as a link to share with others or to bookmark for yourself. Or you can export the document summaries to a PDF file to use as a report. Best of all, you can package all the documents in the list into a single zip file for download. Being able to pack and go is a real time saver for developers who need a custom collection of documents. So by thinking about information delivery in a new way, we provided our customers with a fast and easy solution to help them get the content they needed.
Filter, search, and summary all in an attractive visual medium. It's so elegant.
Welcome to the new world.
Yeah, so that's the pivot, and actually that was developed based completely on feedback that we received from developers like yourself at these events. So we're always interested in learning about what your pain points are so that we can do our best to try to figure out ways to relieve those issues that you may be having when you're developing with Windows, Office, SQL, or what have you. Right now, by the way, I'm Michael Bowman. I'm the program manager for the Office Interoperability team. Thank you, Daryl. Okay, and you've heard a couple of talks today from Joseph and Daryl about what the Windows and Office interop programs consist of. You've heard about the PlugFest events like this one that we host throughout the year. You've heard about the interoperability labs that we host that consist of really deep testing with your implementation. For the rest of the afternoon, we're going to change the tone a little bit, and now we're going to actually talk about the technologies that encompass the various Office programs with Office, SharePoint, Exchange, as well as the SQL program. KB's going to give you an overview of the SQL protocols. At the end of the day, we're going to kind of wrap this all up and talk about the various implementations we've seen with the various office protocols and how we are building tools to help work with those implementations and validate those implementations. So my talk is going to focus on the Office and SharePoint protocols. Feel free to ask questions throughout the talk. I may not have all the answers, but hopefully somebody from my team does. And if not, we'll take it back and we'll get you the answer once we're back into Redmond. The goals of this talk are really threefold. Okay. So sorry about that. There's three goals of this talk. One, I want to provide you kind of a broad landscape of what the overview documents look like, the protocols and the surface area for SharePoint and Office. I want to cover two overview documents that most implementers care about when it comes to Office and SharePoint, and that's the Office Client Protocol Overview and then the SharePoint Front End Overview. And then lastly, I really want to try to connect the features within the Office and SharePoint products with the protocols. So the features that you guys may be familiar with when you're using the Office product, I want to tie that directly to the protocol that's actually being used to communicate for that feature. Okay, so the agenda is fairly simple. From what I understand, not everybody's familiar with SharePoint. So I was going to do just a really high-level overview of what SharePoint is, a high-level overview of how the Office client interacts with SharePoint, and then I'm going to take a step down and actually talk about the protocols, and I'm going to mix in some scenarios, both from an implementation perspective as well as a protocol communication perspective. And at the end of the talk, I'm going to talk about the tool sets that help support these implementations. And again, Hector will follow on in detail with what those tool sets are. So when you look at SharePoint, you can think of SharePoint into buckets of functionality. The core platform is all about documents, sites, libraries, and lists. And what SharePoint does is it takes these very generic concepts of websites and lists and documents, and it builds all sorts of extended capability on top of it. So when you look at sites, SharePoint is a website, but it's a website that allows deep customization of the UI through the UI. It allows you to model business processes with workflows. It allows rich authoring experience with co-authoring, with check-in, check-out. There's people aspects to SharePoint where you can do activity feeds. There's a whole social networking infrastructure that exists within SharePoint that you can do similar functionality to that of Facebook or to Twitter, where you're able to communicate social meanings throughout your SharePoint network. It also does search. It also is a content management server. It has all these extended capabilities built on these core concepts of lists, sites, and people. So when you kind of take a step down from that, at the end of the day, it's really just it's a collection of web-based tools that really make it easy to work with projects, people, and data. And it does that through document libraries, through calendars, through tasks, through these data objects. They're very common, but SharePoint does a really good job of integrating them across various processes, across various lines. So it's not just a document in isolation on a website. It's a document that could be tied to a meeting. It's a document that your whole organization is collaborating on. It's a document that you could incorporate as part of your line of business applications through workflows and approvals and things like that. So it's a lot more than just a website. It's got all this capability that exists within it. When you look at the Office client, there's some screenshots. When you look at the Office client, it also integrates very closely with SharePoint. I'm not going to talk a lot about the features within Office. The scope of what I'm talking about is the features within Office that work with SharePoint. And those features are really document versioning. It's check-in, check-out of documents. It's collaboration and uploading documents to the SharePoint server. It's this unique functionality that exists within the Microsoft product set that enable you to do all these really cool usage scenarios with SharePoint. And so when you overlay this with the actual protocol documents, when you go to the MSDN open specification page, you're presented with all these overview documents and then even, you know, hundreds of protocol documents. And as Daryl and Joseph mentioned, it's always a good idea to start with the overviews. The overviews are informative documents that are intended to help make sense of all the rest of the protocols. They provide examples, they provide kind of categorization of the protocols to help you kind of grasp what exists. Today, I'm going to talk about two of them. I'm going to talk about the Office Client Protocol Overview and the SharePoint Front End Protocol Overview document. There's also a companion document to the front end, which is the back end protocol overview, but that's not an area that we would recommend for you all to implement on. It's not designed as a platform for that. All the communication that exists within SharePoint from a client to a server perspective or from another server to SharePoint is all done through the front end. The back end is in flux from service pack to service pack. It's not a reliable platform for development. So I just want to make that point clear and reiterate what Joseph said earlier about that. One other note regarding these two documents is that there are overlap. The Office Client Protocol Overview talks about the protocols that the Office client supports, and some number of those protocols are actually the protocols that communicate with SharePoint. So that's described in the Office Client Protocol Overview, but the front end, because it's communicating through the front end, those same protocols are also described in the front end overview. So I just have a quick screenshot here that shows you where these two documents sit off of MSDN, but they are pretty easy to find and they are what we were going to talk about today. So one more screenshot of kind of just another look at the protocol communication and how it kind of looks from a network perspective. And on the right-hand side of the screen, or your left-hand side of the screen, it's the clients. It's all the clients that communicate with SharePoint. You've got the Office clients, and you could have the browser as a client, you could have mobile clients, and all that communication, again, goes through the front end. And I just want to make that point because I think it's very important, and it also shows you the breakdown of kind of where these two documents apply from a communication perspective. The Office Client Protocol Overview document also describes communication with other entities because it describes what protocols the Office client supports. So when you look at SharePoint, kind of the architecture of SharePoint, you can break it down into three categories. You've got the back end, we've discussed that. You've got the front end. Within the front end, it's further categorized into two ways. You've got the core platform protocols, and which you can think of as the core functionality of SharePoint. It's the storage containers. It's where the data sits. And then you've got the extended capability protocols, which is shown in the bottom four squares here, where that's the vertical capabilities that exist within SharePoint. So that could be Excel services. If you're doing publishing workbooks to SharePoint, getting programmatic data access through SQL Server Analysis Server, that's all considered extended capabilities. So when you look at the front-end overview document, you're basically presented with these two categories of protocols, the core platform protocols and the extended capability protocols. And so we're going to jump into that next. And then the third category is the Office Client Protocol Overview. So let's get on to the front end. So the front end document, the protocol overview document, is informative. You heard about normative and informative. This is an informative doc. It's not going to provide you normative guidance to do your implementation. It's just here to help. That's the simplest way to put it. It's just a document to help you make sense of the protocols. We're going to be talking about the web services, which are all SOAP web services today. And it defines the communication between the client and the server. You will see if you go to MSDN that there's actually two front-end overview documents. There's SP FEPO, is kind of how we like to refer to it, and SP FEPO 2. The 2 document is for Office 15 technical preview. So if you're interested in seeing what's coming from a protocol perspective with Office 15, go check out that doc. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm just keeping this talk to SharePoint 2010 and 2007. Okay, so let's look at SharePoint from another view. This is the kind of an implementation perspective from the web architecture. And you're basically presented with three web applications. You've got the central administration web application, and this consists of the core platform protocols. And this is where you go and you manage the website. It's where you create sites. It's where you create users. It's a web page. It's a complicated ASP.x web page. And so for those of you who have worked with SharePoint, you get this when you deploy. And this is where you actually do the management tasks through the UI. You also have the core platform protocols that are defined within the runtime web applications, and this is actually where the storage containers exist. It's where the site collections are, it's where the sites are, it's where the lists of data sit, it's where the document libraries and documents are. And then lastly, you've got the extended capability protocols, and these are separate service application web applications. And so if you are doing something with Excel services or analysis services with SQL, you're going to be spawning off these various service applications with IIS. Okay, this is a very important concept because this is kind of the logical storage container hierarchy for SharePoint. And if you're interacting with data on SharePoint, this is kind of an important concept. It's very straightforward, as you can see. In SharePoint, you've got site collections, which are collections of sites. I mean, it's pretty logical. Within sites, you've got lists and libraries. Within lists and libraries, you have folders. And then within folders, you might have list items or documents or other sort of artifacts that exist on SharePoint. And what SharePoint does is it builds functionality into each one of these levels. You've got specialized websites and site templates. You've got list templates. You've got certain types of lists that you can use. You have all this functionality that exists with documents. So we're going to talk about kind of how the protocols overlay on top of this container hierarchy so that you can understand when you're working with data within SharePoint from a protocol perspective, which protocols you need to be working with. Okay, so here's kind of just a basic list of the core platform protocols. Again, site administration, list data, file operations, identity, authoring, extensibility, the object model. So these are kind of these are all the core platform protocols, and this is kind of just a list of those. We're going to dive into most of these in a minute. So first, site administration. So when you're creating or deleting site collections, you need to be using the protocol that supports that is the administrative web services as defined by the MS-admins protocol. Okay, this is the protocol that allows you to send a create collections request or delete a site. You can use the web service, the MS-webs web service protocol to modify and access data that's within the site collection. Within SharePoint, you have this notion of workspaces, and you've got these predefined site templates or predefined workspaces that exist that you can deploy within your SharePoint site. It looks like we might be losing the mic. And a couple of these workspaces are the document workspaces web service, which allows you to interact with the document workspace. And the document workspace is what enables multiple people that are working on a single document interact with that single document. Okay, you have a meetings workspace that allows you to set up a collection of web pages that is dedicated to a meeting. And that an example of that would be you could put agenda items, you could assign tasks to people in your organization. You can associate workflows with the meeting workspace. You can have follow-up details. You can, have supporting collateral and documents. So you've got these defined site templates that you can use, and they're managed through these various web services. Okay. List data. List data is probably one of the more important categories of the core platform protocols. It's one of the areas we've seen a lot of implementation on. And so I'm going to spend a little extra time here and just kind of talk about some of the web services that exist within List Data, just because we typically get a lot of questions in this area. So first, you've got alerts. You've got the MS-Alerts web service, or the alerts web service. And this is within SharePoint, you have the ability to subscribe to changes within the documents or within the list. So if something changes and you want to be notified, you can subscribe to that. And that's all managed through the alerts web service. You can synchronize lists within Outlook with your SharePoint server. So if you want to have, you know, in your Outlook pane, you know, similar data or synchronized lists with that of your SharePoint server, you can do that. You can do that through the MS-out SPS protocol. And then finally, you know, as you might start hearing, you know, we're talking about alerts, we're going to talk about views, and you might guess that views modifies views in SharePoint. So we try, the naming of the protocols within the SharePoint and Office client are usually pretty self-explanatory when you see them. You can usually get a pretty good idea of what they're actually doing. The List web service, however, is a very important protocol. It's very commonly implemented. We have folks that are building clients implementing the List protocol to pull List data from the SharePoint to their client. We have people that are building parts of servers, replacing part of SharePoint server who's implemented List protocol to get that check-in, check-out functionality on their server. This protocol is widely used just because of its kind of broad scenario coverage. And it's a protocol that's supported by both SharePoint and all of the Office clients. So Word, Excel, PowerPoint, et cetera, support this protocol to check in and work with data on the SharePoint server. So if we look at a kind of a common conversation of requests and responses, and this, I say common because this is kind of what a lot of the communication looks like for these web services. It's a lot of requests, you know, can I do this, or I want to do this, was it successful, or I want to make an update, was that update successful? So this is kind of just an example of the List web service, where the client can add, modify, or delete, or retrieve information about a list on a site. So this is just kind of showing you that back and forth dialogue between a List WS client and a List WS server. Another example, and this is kind of an example that you can link directly with the features of the Office client, is check-in and check-out. So for those of you who don't know, checking in, if you're on, let's say, Microsoft Word and you want to check in a file to SharePoint, that all occurs through the List web service. So if you're actually monitoring data on the network, you would see the List web service data from the list going back and forth between the Office client and the SharePoint server with this request of, I want to check in this file, server responding, okay, that was successful, or no, it wasn't successful, okay? Okay, so there's these other categories of core platform protocols. You've got identity authentication. That's pretty straightforward. In most cases, you have to authenticate before you actually, you know, manipulate data or do some task on the SharePoint server. You've got authoring integration that you can post blogs automatically through Microsoft Word. You can do co-authoring, and I'm going to talk about co-authoring just because that's another area we get a lot of questions. I'm going to do that in a few minutes. You've got SharePoint's very extensible. It allows you to, you know, you can think of SharePoint in two ways. One, if you're an IT pro, an IT professional, and you're looking to do a deployment of SharePoint, you can use SharePoint pretty much out of the box for a variety of scenarios. But a lot of the people we work with, they use SharePoint as a platform. They use it as a development platform to build additional value on, and then they sell that value. And a lot of companies are very successful to do that. And that's primarily who we work with. It's these ISVs who are building value on top of SharePoint. And so as such, we try to make SharePoint as extensible as possible, you know, through object models, through the protocols, et cetera. And that's why, you know, that when I showed that container hierarchy, that's why it's very straightforward, it's very easy to understand. And going back and looking at it, I just kind of listed the protocols here that support the various containers. So you've got the admin's web service and the web's web service that manage site collections. You've got sites, the site's web service, and the document workspace and the meetings web service that manage the sites. You've got lists and libraries managed by lists, and then the list items and documents are managed by a number of different protocols, one of which is FSS HTTP, which we'll also talk about in a couple of minutes. Okay. So one more example, and when you're creating something in SharePoint, there's this notion of templates. You've got site templates. I've talked about that a little bit. You've got list templates. And so here's an example of where we're creating a site, we're adding a list to that site, and then we're accessing data on that list. And I think the takeaway from this slide is really, for a single scenario or for a single operation that you may be doing with the protocols, it's not going to be one protocol that you're going to be using. You're most likely going to be using multiple protocols to accomplish a single task. In this example, we're actually doing three things and using three protocols, but if we took this one off, we'd actually be using still three protocols. We'd still be using webs to retrieve the list templates. We'd still be using sites to create the site. We'd be using lists to add the list. So this is kind of it's just an important kind of, you know, thing to remember when you're approaching development, is that you're often going to have multiple protocols. If you look at how the Office client communicates with SharePoint, the Office client will use seven protocols for a single task. And so it's just something important to know. It's just something that, you know, the documents are set up to define the protocol. The documents aren't set up to describe, you know, all-encompassing scenarios that exist with the protocols. Okay, the overview documents do give some examples, but it's just something to remember. We get a lot of questions in this regard. Okay, so finishing up on the core platform protocols, we've got file operations. And this is where I said there's overlap between the Office client protocol overview document and the SharePoint front-end overview document. So we're going to dive into this a little bit deeper later in the presentation. But for now, you can think of this is the file access and management. This is the versioning of files. This is the co-authoring and document upload. This is where this is all defined in this set of core platform protocols. You've got the versionings, the MS-VERS, versioning web service that does VERS, where you can version files. You can do minor versions, major versions. That's pretty self-explanatory. And this area is actually described more thoroughly in the Office client protocol overview document, but is also described in the front-end overview document as well. Okay, so now the second part of the front-end overview is this extended capabilities. I'm not going to talk about each one of those. I mean, I just want to take a minute to see if there are any questions, and also kind of tell you that creating broad strokes here, I'm just trying to give you a taste of where you should be looking, and from our experience, what the more important protocols are. So are there any questions so far? Okay, so I'll continue. So these are the extended capabilities. We talked about Excel services that allow publishing of workbooks, programmatic data access. We've got similar collection of protocols for access services, InfoPath services. We've got user profile services. This is kind of that social interaction that I mentioned earlier, where you can do activity feeds. You can set up policies within SharePoint that kind of define how all of this works. You can do ratings of documents, ratings of sites, ratings of lists, whatever you so choose. You've got content management. So these are all the extended capabilities that really target vertical scenarios with SharePoint. So going back to this diagram, we talked about the front end. Now we're going to talk about the Office Client Protocol overview. And this is the document that describes Access, Excel, Word, PowerPoint, Outlook, Publisher, etc., the protocols that those applications support. And this document, like the last one, is also broken down into two ways. First, by the common protocols. And the common protocols are the protocols that all of the applications support. Okay? And then you've got the unique protocols. So for example, Word supports the MS-MetaWeb protocol, but it's only Word that supports that. So you've got these kind of two categories of data when you look at the document and how that's broken up. We will just discuss a few examples of the common protocols, just because those are the protocols we've seen a lot of implementation on. Okay, so here's the list of those. We'll dive into some of the more important ones. So file access. File access. So the file operations within SharePoint are usually, you know, with lists, the list web service, the place where people spend a lot of time deciding to develop or developing on. And one of the more important protocols that we have with file access that's new to SharePoint 2010 is the file synchronization over HTTP. This is a really cool protocol. It's actually a set of three protocols, FSS HTTP, there's a DDoc and a BDoc. It's basically that document that ends with B and D. And what it does is it synchronizes file changes on the SharePoint server. So when you're doing co-authoring tasks on SharePoint, instead of downloading, let's say all of us are working on the same document, instead of all of us having to download the entire document onto our notebook and then, you know, working on it, what this protocol allows you to do is incremental synchronization. So we're only going to download the piece of the document we care about, and it's going to do that automatically through the Office application. So the paragraph that I'm typing on won't, you know, I go to that paragraph, it's just going to pull that paragraph. And you could be typing on another paragraph, it's just going to pull that paragraph. So it's a really efficient protocol that's designed to not, you know, take down the network with, you know, a lot of file back and forth. It's really efficient, and it's designed for high frequency incremental syncs. It's also the protocol that the Office client uses to upload documents to the SharePoint server. The Office client also supports front page server extensions and web dev to do the same thing. But if the SharePoint server and the Office client support file synchronization, it's going to use that. And that's defined within the protocol conversation between Office and SharePoint. Yeah, I think that's kind of the important points from a file access perspective. Okay, document management. So we've talked about the document workspaces, we've talked about versioning. We also have this notion of workflows. So you can set up line of business applications within SharePoint. Let's say, you know, expense report approvals. You can set up workflows in SharePoint that basically says I'm going to submit an expense report through SharePoint, and it's got to go through my manager, my manager's manager, etc., and they have to go through this approval process. You can set that all up through SharePoint, and the protocol that enables you to modify and you know, define some of that communication is the workflow web service, or the MS-WWSP protocol. So the unique protocols I've listed here, there are a lot more. As I showed in one of the earlier slides, we have over 300 documents. So I think I'd put you all to sleep if I talked about all of those. So I'm just trying to cover the areas we've seen a lot of implementation on. I've listed a few here that are unique to the various applications, but there are a lot more. So if you're interested, feel free to just reference the Office Client Protocol Overview. Okay, so here's just another example of how Word would use these protocols. Uploading a file, it's going to be through the file synchronization web service. Creating a document workspace, so if you're doing co-authoring, you're going to need a document workspace. You're going to use that web service, the DWSS. Checking in and checking out of files, lists, file versionings, vers. So you'll see all this communication occurring between the Office client and the SharePoint server for these various features, and it's going to be through these protocols that I've defined here. Okay, so I've covered a lot of ground. I've talked about a lot of web services, and I just want to make mention, you know, kind of as a final thought, is that there's many options available when you're developing with SharePoint. You've got, you know, the server side object model. You've got the client side object model. You have the protocols, and it really just depends on your implementation what you end up using. If you are using the protocols, if you are using the Office and SharePoint protocols, let us know. We really like to, you know, learn from your experiences, and we've got a lot of great resources in this realm that will help you, or at least we think will help you. And so I've listed a few here. Hector's going to talk about a lot of these in detail, but all these resources are free. You know, we really try to make the experience positive when you're working with SharePoint, when you're developing with SharePoint, because not only does it help you, you know, sell your product and build your product better, it helps us because it helps us really build that ecosystem and environment around SharePoint or the Office client. And we like that. I mean, that's interoperability, and that's important to us. So as Daryl mentioned, we've got complimentary support on the open specification documentation. We've got network monitor parsers, we've got test suites, and we've got these plug fests, as well as we're constantly churning out articles on various scenarios. Kind of the way it works is, you know, we talk to a lot of partners, and when we hear about what they have problems with, we try to write an article on it. So if you guys have issues, let us know. We're more than happy to talk with you. So with that, questions? Does anybody use SharePoint? Okay, good. All right. Anybody develop with the SharePoint protocols? No? Okay. Office, what version of SharePoint are you guys running? 2010? Well, that's good to hear. Okay, how about you? Okay, great. All right, well, thank you for your time. I think we're gonna do a break now. Okay, so I guess come back at 10 minutes, so 3:05? Okay, be back at 3:05. Thank you.